La violenza e l'odio sono sempre una sconfitta.
Violence and hatred are always a defeat. For this reason, Pope Benedict XVI on Wednesday offered a new and urgent appeal to all involved in both the Ivory Coast and Libya, where conflict has been raging for weeks, to start the work of peace and dialogue and to avoid all further bloodshed. This was the appeal that rung out on Wednesday morning across a crowded St. Peter's Square at the end of the general audience. For the third time in as many weeks, Pope Benedict urged the international community to return to the path of dialogue and ensure the security and safety of the civilian populations of both countries.
Continua a seguire con grande apprensione.
The Holy Father said he also hoped that Cardinal Peter Turkson, president of the Vatican's Council for Justice and Peace, whom he had sent as his personal envoy to Ivory Coast to express his solidarity with the population there, will soon be able to enter the country. According to the Apostolic Nuncio to Ivory Coast, the Cardinal was stopped in Accra from entering national territory. Earlier Wednesday, continuing his series of lessons on the great doctors of the Church, the Pope had turned his attention to a 19th century French woman saint whom the world would come to know as the Little Flower.
Our catechesis today deals with Santa Teresa of Lisieux, the young Carmelite nun whose teaching of the Little Way of Holiness has been so influential in our time. Born and raised in a devout French family, Teresa received permission to enter the Carmel of Lisieux at the tender age of 15. Her name in religion, Sister Teresa of the Child Jesus and the Holy Face, expresses the heart of her spirituality, centered on the contemplation of God's love, revealed in the mysteries of the Incarnation and Redemption.
In imitation of Christ, continued Pope Benedict, Teresa sought to be little in all things and to seek the salvation of the world.
Taken ill in her 23rd year, she endured great physical suffering in union with the crucified Lord. She also experienced a painful testing of faith, which she offered for the salvation of souls who deny God.
Pope Benedict concluded that by striving to embody God's love in the smallest things of life, Teresa found her vocation to be love in the heart of the Church.
May her example and prayers help us to follow the little way of trust and love and the good of souls.
I'm Emer McCarthy.